Listening to How I Built This with Kyle Grabke. Travelers and drivers in France and beyond owe an enormous amount to the Michelin brothers. Raised in Clermont-Ferrand, Edward and André Michelin originally set out to save their grandfather's failing manufacturing business. However, the two boys ended up achieving so much more. Their tire innovations, from removable bike tires to rubber-tired trains, helped to make more personal transportation around the world easier and more economical than ever before. Now, as many iconic companies tend to have that one moment in which kicks off their business, so does Michelin. Our story begins in 1889 with Edward and André Michelin, who ran a rubber factory in France. One day, a cyclist whose pneumatic tire needed repair turned up on the factory doorstep. The tire was glued to the rim, taking over 3 hours for the boys to remove and repair, and then needing to be left overnight to dry. The following day, Edward took the repaired bicycle into the factory yard to test. After riding for only a few hundred meters or so, the tire unfortunately failed. However, despite this setback, Edward was enthusiastic about the pneumatic tire, and he and his brother worked on creating their very own version. One, however, that did not need to be glued to the rim. Soon after, on May 28, 1889, Michelin was incorporated. Shortly following this, Michelin's first patent for a removable pneumatic tire was used by Charles Tourant to win the world's first long-distance cycle race, the Paris-Brest-Paris. This was just the kickoff that Michelin needed. The two boys and their newfound company would soon be off, on their way developing nearly a dozen industry-leading tires. One of which, the radial tire, currently has a market share of 100%. Take that in for a moment. 100%. Michelin has also played a crucial role in developing motorsports. As the two brothers decided to integrate the company into motor racing in 1891, shortly following their founding, they are currently the only tire manufacturer to have won events and titles in almost all of motorsport's major disciplines over the period of the last four decades or so. Michelin has also played a successful role in Formula One, the pinnacle of motor racing. As of now, the company has directed their focus towards the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, the 24-hour Le Mans race, and are currently the official supplier of the Formula E Championship, this being the world's first fully electric car racing series. This podcast is brought to you by The Grand Tour. Hosts of the show Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May are back together again in a new show about cars, racing, and life at the very edge of the envelope. Viewers get to see amazing drifts, drag races, test-driven armored vehicles, along with so much more. All of this can be caught on Amazon Prime. Now, although this may be shocking, the two Michelin brothers have done even more than develop and revolutionize the tire industry. Have you ever heard of a restaurant being rated Michelin star? Well, this too spread for Michelin tires. In 1910, the brothers decided to publish a travel guide in hopes that it would get more automobiles on the road, and therefore more tires on these automobiles. Though the Michelin guide was first limited to France, it soon spread to other countries, and in 1926, expanded from listing only hotels, mechanics, and gasoline vendors to including fine dining establishments. 5 years after that, it introduced the infamous Michelin star system that to this day remains one of, if not the highest achievement for any given restaurant throughout 25 countries across the world. As of now, Michelin has decided to direct a portion of their attention and efforts towards sustainability. Through the use of solar panels and forms of alternative energy, the development of recyclable tires, and the use of renewable rubber, Michelin has worked to help make the world a greener place. To this day, Michelin remains as the number one tire company around the world. They have achieved this through their reliable history, their highly valued Michelin star rating system, and their evolutionary work through developing the tire market. We also can't forget that a company who's involved in environmental work always looks more attractive as well. So, at the end of the day, when you ask yourself which tire is best for you, think about the most dominant, most historical, and most revolutionary company within the industry. Only then will you have the tire best suited for you, your car, and your safety. Thank you for listening to How I Built This, and make sure to keep your eyes open for next week's story, based on one of the most popular forms of social media our society has ever seen. This is Kyle Grabke, signing off for now.